Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm, mwah, Cynthia Kiss.
And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens. And me and Cynthia, again, are in the exact same room. It is very exciting. And I have just noticed something that I think I noticed before, but what you can't see is Cynthia does a flare when she talks.
Can you see it on the
mic? No, your hand.
Oh my God, what did I do?
You do a flare.
Oh, cool.
You do a flare.
Like all the time?
Yeah.
Or just during...
Just, and we, what is it?
A show where we talk about all things drag.
You can't see me, but it's like a hand flare.
It's almost like, and I hate to use this reference, but for visuals, a Donald Trump, you're fired. Like the little, you're fired.
It's like that. And I just noticed it. And I was like, and I think because when we're on video, I don't care as much because we're on video and I think maybe it's being recorded.
Yeah.
But you and I are sitting in a room together and I was
directly.
Like, why did she flare?
Why is she flaring? I like to give it. I'm performing for the back row. So
it gave more emphasis on the syllable.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I'm doing it for you, y'all. Oh, my goodness. Speaking of things that maybe or maybe aren't doing it for us.
Oh, God.
We're just being shady. But we are here to cover... Season 3 of Canada's Drag Race, Episode 4, Bitch Stole My Look.
Which you weren't a fan of.
I think, okay, full discretion, SQ cuties, I moved this week, we were on the heels of Pride.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of things going on, like my body like physically hurt.
Yeah, I think you just weren't in the mental space.
I don't know if I was in the mental space to be like, yay, not only an episode of drag, but an episode of drag, I'm here to cover like... the sports network.
Yeah. I can understand why you were sort of like, maybe not this week.
Because my notes this week were pretty skim.
Usually, just to give you all an idea of Cynthia's notes, Cynthia sends skeletons that we review. And Cynthia sends them because when I would send them, they would be like half sentences, yes. Strange words, my inner thoughts just sort of spewed out. Like they didn't make sense. Cynthia's make sense. They're very organized and beautiful. Usually they're like, I would say a page and a half of like very healthy notes. This week it was just like tuck talk.
Runway. Like by eliminated queen.
Yeah. And then like by eliminated queen. Like that was it. And it was like maybe like I would say four sentences.
So here's the predicament. Was I just tired?
Or did not a lot happen this episode? I would agree. Not because we were rewatching some things. Just to be like, oh, well, maybe you were just tired and you missed some stuff. And we rewatched like portions of the episode. Not a lot happened. It was very much just like, here's your stuff and let's get right to the runway.
Yeah.
You know?
And I can't tell if it's becoming monotonous. Like, it's like, we know what's going to happen. We're getting used to the format of Drag Race. Or is it, it's not this cast. Is it the Canadian version? Like, what's happening? Why aren't my eyes glued to this TV?
I don't know. Because do you know what's funny? Because I watched... France, mm-hmm. right after.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see the... Have you watched France yet?
I've only seen snippets, but the fashion looks...
Incredible. France is...
World class.
And Nikki, I think, is maybe the best host in the entire franchise.
Shut up. Good for her.
I am obsessed with Nikki as a host. I'm sitting there boohoo fucking tears.
Oh, she's giving it like...
She gives emotions. Heart. She gives heart. Cool. She gives emotions. And I am just like beside myself crying. Like when she's so... So fucking good at it. And she's so fucking pretty. But, so we watched France after.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, there's a difference.
There's a difference.
There's a difference. There's a difference. And it's not the cast. I think it might be the way that it's filmed because with, but it is still the format, you know?
Yeah.
And I think ours is so close to the mm-hmm. American one
mm-hmm.
that I think it may be like, I want to feel something different.
Yeah, I think France comes with like, I think you're talking about like the international component, like it's mm-hmm, in a different, mm-hmm. completely different part of the world.
Yeah, like Rue doesn't do the thing. Nikki does, the screen.
Oh, so Rue's like not even part of it.
She's nowhere near it.
Interesting.
Right? So Nikki does it and stuff. And I was just like, I actually like that. And like, it's not because I do really like this cast. I'm not saying, I'm not poo-pooing this cast at all.
So what you're saying is you hate the cast.
What you're saying is you hate Fierce. Is that what you're saying, Juice? You're saying you hate Fierce Delicious.
Fierce, she winked at me yet again. Always winking. Do you have something in your eye, Juice?
Just winking away.
Okay, so it's too familiar.
I think, yeah. But I also honestly think, because there's been other episodes on this that have been really quite good, that I think this might have just been not the best episode.
Okay.
Yeah. But you should still listen to Semi-Qualified Queens.
Totally.
And hear all of our thoughts on it.
Hear all of our thoughts on something we
and something we just didn't really enjoy.
That's not true. That's not true. Because I definitely did enjoy the episode. I just think what was killing me were the B and C plots. Because what is going on with the manufactured drama with Fierce Alicious? She's acting as though she's thrown and devastated.
She's dedicated to the bit.
She's dedicated to the bit.
She's dedicated. She was like, I will bring drama to the show. And if it kills me. Because it feels like it comes out of nowhere.
It comes out of nowhere. You know how short the girls are sitting at that table in the workroom?
Mm-hmm.
They would have had to set camera, they say go, and Fierce basically start the chit-chat with Jada, I'm pissed.
Well, do you want to know what I thought she was doing?
What do you think she was doing?
So you remember how she said, we used to talk every single day. Blah, blah. I thought she was making fun of Boa and Priyanka.
I literally thought she was doing a Boa pre-gate thing.
I thought it was going to be a funny throwback to them for the reunion. And I was so excited. I started to laugh. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe. And then I was like, oh, she's serious.
She's dead serious.
She's dead ass. She's like, you aren't my friend.
Juice, we used to text
every day.
Every day. All the time. And ever since you got here to record this podcast, you haven't messaged me once.
Do you know what? It's going to be really lonely at the top.
That's what she should have said.
She should have said.
Because that would have aired. That would have been in time with like filming. I think that would have been a really funny misdirect.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas what she was doing instead was like taking it just too seriously. That's my
and
only,
even yeah. Jada was like,
Confused.
And I guess like she laughed. Remember she was laughing.
Yes.
But it was funny. She was literally pouting.
Yeah.
And she was like, and Jada was like, I can't take you seriously.
This is the thing about Fierce. She is acting over the top. She's a hyperbole. Like she's being an exaggeration at all times.
I think, yeah, an exaggeration of herself. Yeah.
But then doesn't have or isn't choosing to have the self-awareness to then laugh it off.
Yeah. Well, I think it's also like you're in the Thunderdome. I think it might also be getting to her.
I guess.
Yeah. I think she's dedicated to the bit, but I also think that bit is a little bit real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I want to sit her down over like a cocktail one time and be like, did you really feel these ways?
Did you feel these feelings?
Or were these like strategic moments for airtime? Because half of that was on her face just pouting.
Furious.
Yeah.
You know?
Beautiful, beautiful eyes.
A stunning pout.
What a stunning person, I will say.
I can't wait for her to hear this and hate us.
Well, I mean, so, you know, you look great, Fierce. You do look good. You look incredible.
You look great. Beautiful.
I'm just curious with the intention here. It's like, is it happening authentically, strategically? That's all. I'm just raising the question.
But I will say, and Fierce, if you're still listening and you're not absolutely furious with us.
You haven't thrown your phone.
And you haven't thrown your phone across the room, absolutely livid with us. I'm happy it's happening.
Yeah, something.
It's great TV. It's great. Because if it wasn't, like, eh.
Yeah. No, you need something.
But I do feel like if she wasn't doing it, Kimmy would be bringing it.
Yeah, I agree.
Because Kimmy, I feel like, has a short fuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess that was the second day in the workroom. And then we have Tracy walk in, and do we talk about the mini? Do you want to go over the mini, or do we care about the mini?
The tuck talk?
The tuck talk.
We could talk about the tuck talk. It was quite a large portion of the episode.
It was, wasn't it?
It was quite a big bit.
Okay, yeah. So what they were doing, it was like TED Talk improv style.
Tuck talent. Talk.
Tuck talk.
Tuck talk. Yeah. But it was, I thought they were good. I thought they were funny. I think I would have been, I was literally watching that one, and they...
I personally think you and I would be hilarious in that challenge.
I think I would have reverted to like something nice and started talking actually about my relationship with my husband. And I probably wouldn't have made it funny. I probably would have been like, and then we met here and then we did this. And I think I would have just like...
I think you would have made it funny.
Really? I appreciate that.
I personally think you and I would thrive in that like improv PowerPoint situation where it's just
like... Well,
that's
like, what we're doing right now.
Oh, okay. Here we go. And sometimes it's a roller coaster. And I do get a little nauseous in the bedroom.
Yeah.
I really felt some people excelled. Some did not. I felt like Kimmy boom, was just boom. Like... Oh. Boom, boom. What I'm trying to think.
Oh, and then, yes, there's that. okay.
She is the cutest.
I love her.
I stan Lady Boom Boom. Mm-hmm. She is, anyway, she could do no wrong. I would think the people really killing it were Viv
And Viv was incredible. And Jada was great. Giselle was okay.
Yeah. It was fine. How high can my voice go?
Yeah. Fierce was...
Oh, Fierce actually was somewhere close to being on top for me. There was just one or two moments of just like not swinging with the joke hard enough.
Yeah, when Jada, I feel like, was 100% committed.
100%.
100%.
They showed a lot of hers, which meant there was like enough to show.
Do you know what's so funny? I was actually watching Tommy D is manages me and Cynthia. Mm-hmm. We're part of the little Tommy D family. And we're watching together because mm-hmm. I'm staying at his place right now. And after the challenge, Tommy went, "This was predetermined." And I was like, "Why?" He's like, "They're wearing the same outfit. They already filmed it and then did and then just pretended like Jada won." I was like, "Tommy, we're only allowed one outfit for the day."
Oh, yeah.
That's why they're back in the outfit.
Yeah.
She just washed her face.
It's rigged. It's rigged.
It's rigged. It's rigged.
It's fucking rigged.
I was like, "Girl.
Girl."
That's just funny.
Have a nap, Tommy. We've all worked hard after Pride.
Have a Snickers. I hope Tommy's listening.
Yeah, no, we have to wear one outfit per day. I actually found it very hard to pack for the workroom because I had no space left.
I spent $500 on a brand new wardrobe.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this is one of, because before Drag Race, this is one of my Drag Race shirts. Before Drag Race, I only wore gym clothes because I was on a fitness journey and my body was growing very fast and nothing fit.
Yeah.
So everything I had to wear had to be four-way stretch.
Yeah.
So I literally...
Two-way wouldn't do.
Two-way would not do.
Would not.
So all I would wear was tank tops, hoodies, and Adidas track pants and gym shoes. Like,
and they're so branded that they hate that. Oh. They have to Greek everything,
I also would have looked stupid. So then Mr. Box was like, okay. And we went to Frank and Oak. Frank and Oak, if you're listening.
They're cute.
I love Frank and Oak. Yeah. If everything fits so good. We went to Frank and Oak and I dropped $500 to $700 on a brand new wardrobe. And I wore two of those outfits. And episode one, I actually forgot them. So that's why I looked like shit.
You forgot them at home?
I forgot it in the hotel because we were so rushed.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I had to bring something. I lost my hat. So that's why my big bald head was out. I just didn't get to look cute.
Aww.
And it was so cold that I couldn't wear a t-shirt.
You were like, I actually love that hat.
I would love a hat. My head is very cold.
But yeah, I think this season, this is actually always a moment of delight, is seeing the queens in the workroom. I think my favorite boy, like, or out of drag attire, I've got to give it to Vivian Vanderpuss and Irma.
She's so good.
They always pull a look. And then honorable mention to...
Jada's mustache.
Is that real?
She tries it on.
I don't love it. And then Giselle Lullaby. Jada looks like she's a villain in a cartoon.
With her little mustache?
Yeah, she looks like she's a villain in the Powerpuff Girls.
I love her little drawn-on mustache. It makes me so happy.
I feel like she's going to say, I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for... You know what I mean? Like, stroking it.
Yeah, it's just because it's so, like, pointy.
It's very pointy.
I love it.
So every time before confessional, she'd go, like, draws over her upper lip.
Yeah,
I love that. But yeah, I think those three stand out for me for workroom fashion.
I just think Vivian really throws it for the workroom fashion. It looks
so
stunning.
So cute.
Yeah.
The teal and baby blue tasseled country top.
The cowboy boots, the tight jeans.
Everything.
Yeah. I loved it.
But we get told the maxi for this week. What are they doing, Juice?
So basically with the maxi is Jada then has to give out boxes. I'm triggered because this is what happened season one, episode one with me, right? Yeah. They have to give out the boxes. So she has to give out boxes that describe you. So it's your, are you flirty? Are you basic? Are you this? So she hands them out to all these girls.
Yeah.
Fierce is already furious.
For some reason.
Fierce is furious. Fierce is ready to lose her mind. Fierce is going to punch her in the face. She is absolutely livid. The face... would burn her skin off. She looks so mad.
Those big doll eyes.
She's like, I wish you could see. I'm doing my best angry fierce face.
It's pretty good.
Thank you. But she so Jade is handing them out, and it's like, we think it's gonna be the box is you're gonna have to make a basic outfit. You're gonna have to make a flirty outfit. You're gonna have to make a crusty outfit, like all these things. And then they open the box and everybody has the exact same materials and they all just have to make an outfit wearing the same, using the same kind of bones.
like never before on Drag Race. This is a new thing. It's, we've seen sewing challenges, but there's always been that kind of murmur of like, oh, she had better stuff. Oh, they had better stuff.
Now they're all on the same level.
This whole challenge, the idea is even the playing field. Let's see what you all can do with the same supplies.
Yeah.
What did you think? In theory, I think it's cool.
Yeah. I think the supplies were disgusting.
Yeah. They were a little sus.
Purple and silver.
Yeah.
Like, is that what you thought would work on everyone? Purple and silver.
I kind of wish they threw in a couple more curveballs. Like, not a lot of silver, a lot of purple, but rather a little bit of everything to see what the girls would gravitate towards. Like, what if there was just, like, enough red to just make, like, maybe, like, a bodysuit? Enough green to maybe not do a full thing. So then you get to see how the girls... maybe like design a bit more.
I don't know. I think I would have preferred more of like a monochrome where everyone was in red or everyone is in black.
Yeah.
Or everyone was in blue.
I guess they kind of did that. They just chose silver and purple.
But silver and purple? Silver and purple? And the silver fabric they gave
them? What was going on there?
It was awful. It was almost see-through. Like, it was so bad.
Yeah. And then there was one that looked like,
No, there was blue. There was blue. Because Irma had blue on.
Oh, she did.
But she was the only one that used it.
Or did she use the Fabricland wall?
I don't think so.
Irma, if you can hear me. Sorry, I just posted a pic on Instagram.
You look so incredible.
I'm just popping off.
People, you look incredible.
People think I look
amazing.
Very beautiful. Keeping up with the Gen Zs. But yeah, so okay, so there was blue fabric. So there were a couple cool jewel-toned fabrics.
But only Irma used it.
Only Irma. And almost to her detriment.
I don't agree.
I didn't love it. But we'll talk about the looks in a sec.
Actually, I think we should just go right to the looks. I don't think there's anything else to really talk about.
No, we have to quote Lady Boom Boom.
Oh my God.
So Fierce is once again leaning on her sewing friend in the workroom, Lady Boom Boom, asking for advice. Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do this?
Can I do it?
Do it.
Then Boom Boom goes, don't reinvent the wheel. Just let it roll.
Like, she's the coolest person in the planet.
My dick got hard.
Like, she's so cool.
I was like, I am so fucking obsessed with you.
I love Lady Boom Boom.
She's my favorite.
My heart goes boom boom every time she's on screen.
I almost wish she had to lip sync this episode so I could watch her dance.
This is the thing.
I love her.
I love her.
I want, and I don't feel like I get enough of her on the screen. It makes me upset.
Like, she's one of those. She's one of the queens that when I will run into, I'm gonna be like giddy. Like, I'm gonna be like weird.
Yeah, I feel like, and I've already, and like, I've noticed like in my Instagram DMs, like, she's posted me before, and I wanna be like, when did you post? Like, are you a fan of me? Because I'm a fan of you.
Like a story that expired, you can see she did something, but you don't know what it was.
Like a few.
Doesn't it show you on your end if it's your content?
Only if I posted it.
Oh.
But I never reposted it. But I wanna know what it was. Is she a fan? Because I'm a fan. Of Miss Boom Boom.
Lady Boom Boom. Lady Boom Boom.
Lady Boom Boom. If you're listening, which you're probably not.
We're huge fans.
We're huge fans. And now here's a quick word from our sponsor. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Feeling down in the dumps? Feel like you need someone who isn't a friend or family member to talk about it? BetterHelp is the perfect neutral party.
BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you.
Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience.
There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area.
You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Boom.
Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions. Plus, you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential.
You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime.
Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist.
We have a special offer to the semi-qualified Queens listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/SQQ.
That's betterhelp.com/SQQ. The special URL will be in the show notes. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
But let's dive into the runway.
Yes.
to the max.
Bring it to the runway. Runway.
Bitch stole my look. Bitch stole my look.
What did you think?
You know what a fun.
I hated it.
Yeah.
What a fun little. Yep, they were all bad. Yep.
Okay. So there's a couple factors going on here that just feel a little strange. I don't. It's like I was watching. A bad fashion show because they were all using the same material, so it was one color palette, so it really looked like a student collection.
I really think they were given horrible bones.
Yeah,
like because we've seen them sew before.
Yeah,
and they've sewn decent outfits.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they were given. I think that silver fabric probably you would have looked at it and it would have torn.
It's that particular type that it doesn't, I think it actually looks more exciting on the roll, but once you get going, you have to be such a strong sewer.
It looked like toilet paper.
Yeah, like any wrong move, if you don't really know how to drape it,
oh,
like you could tell those who had a little bit of sewing knowledge, you know, didn't invent the wheel, they just let it roll.
They just let it roll.
Let it roll.
Holy shit.
some people didn't, but let's dive into the runway order. Bombay. I love when they were like, it's the bomb.com.ca.
Yeah, she's funny. She's great confessionals.
And that's why she's on this show.
Yeah, she's funny.
She's very, very funny. And so I think she'll go far. I just think sometimes there's a disconnect between that person I'm in love with in the confessionals
and
the quality of the drag. I want to love you, Bomb.
Yeah.
I want to love you.
But she's listening. Like, yes, she had said, already. She was like, it's smaller. Yep. I'm doing this. Bigger hips. Like, you could tell she is like, I am here and mm-hmm. I'm doing everything I need to be better for you.
This is true.
And you can see it. Her makeup is getting better.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot better than episode one.
Totally.
Yeah. So
what's with the girls this season thinking they need to do the reveals on the runway?
Hate it.
And they're not working. A lot of these runways, if it's like a good look, I think a reveal is powerful in like a performance.
But it's also powerful in a way where you don't expect it.
Yes. These reveals are so painfully an obvious reveal.
Just don't bother.
That it's almost like, let's just look at the painting. Let's not even cover the painting up.
Let's just look at it.
Let's look at the work of art. So I know they told you this, Bombay, but... Why reveal?
Why reveal?
Why reveal?
And I get the story.
Yeah.
But if you have to explain the story,
mm-hmm.
the story isn't effective.
If you have time to construct a sheet to cover your look, just keep adding to the look.
Thank you.
You've got time.
Although I will say, don't keep adding to this look.
Yeah. Maybe this one was done.
This one was done. But I will say, cat suits are very hard to make.
Why does everyone keep saying that?
They're hard to make.
Everyone's acting like no one's ever made a cat suit before. The amount of times last night that I watched people go, and cat suits are just...
They're hard!
Ooh, the cat suits. Did she make a cat suit?
Do you find cat suits easy to make? Because you're the sewer out of the two of us.
Do you know how to make a pair of pants?
Do you really think I know how to make a pair of pants?
Okay. Cynthia? You know what? It's not the easiest thing in the world. It's adding another measurement. It's not like separate. It's like fit a pant, fit a top. They have to connect at the waist. So if people's midsection, it can look a little droopy in the crotch. Sure. But the way everyone was talking about like cat suits, they were like, wowee, like holy.
Wow. I will say about the cat suit, what I'm giving her is like, okay, she made a cat suit, which obviously isn't impressive to you.
It is, but it's not that impressive. It was commented so many times that I was like, everyone stop.
But I think it's just like the way that the purple rippled with the silver and how it all kind of, it looked hodgepodge together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the purple stripe cheapened it for me.
I wish it was, imagine she made that whole thing out of that silver.
No, that whole thing out of that purple, she would look different than everyone.
Oh, she would look incredible.
Everyone was in the silver.
If she did a whole thing out of the purple and it was just a full purple cat suit.
Totally. Totally, totally.
Let's
strategy,
see.
I would have paused for like half an hour in that workroom, looked around at what everyone was grabbing the most and just done something different.
Because
I felt like with the same supplies, everyone kind of looked similar.
And bad.
Okay, but what did we think about Vivian Vanderpuss? Oh no!
I don't remember!
Viv, I loved this hair on you. It was really beautiful. It was coiffed out. It was like...
Let me look.
It was really, really nice.
I've done this to Vivian twice now where I don't remember and I feel bad.
Are you on the Vivian hate train?
No, I love Vivian. Although I did tell Vivian I was going to go see her Monday night at her gig, and I didn't.
Because you hate her.
Because I hate her. No, I don't hate you, Viv. But yeah, I just missed that. Did she not do any reposting of her look? Wow. Oh, okay. Oh my God, here's my thing with Viv's look. So when I first saw Viv's look, I went, ooh, yes, because I saw the shoes. Mm-hmm. And I got really excited by the shoes.
So it's panning up.
It's panning out, and I'm so excited. And then I'm noticing, like, the top is well made. I like the hair. Mm-hmm. But it's the same thing. I think it's the bones. Because she has this drapery with this skirt. Mm-hmm. And it's not flowing.
Yeah.
But it's not her construction.
Yeah.
It's the bones.
She's not going with the flowing.
Well, it's flowing, but it looks cheap. It looks like if she were to step on it, it would tear in half.
A lot of this fabric, you need more of it.
Yeah, and it's the bones. I don't think they gave them enough, you know? Yeah. But yeah, it doesn't look horrible. Yeah, it's actually quite cute. It's fine. I wonder, did they give them this fabric, though, for their legs, though? Because if she made that, that's incredible.
They did give a little bit of that rhinestone.
Did they?
Mesh, because I remember seeing Irma had it on the neckline of her dress, that, like, rhinestone mesh.
So she made a whole little socket with it.
She made garters.
Okay, yeah. No, I'm a big fan. I'm off the Vivian hate train.
Yeah. I think the skirt needs a bit of a rework, but the essence is there.
Almost if she just did a bodysuit and got rid of the skirt and did those beautiful boots with just a bodysuit with that.
Yeah.
I would have been really excited.
And then, Viv, let us know if these are arm garters, because bonus points for that.
And her presentation is always so fun.
And the hair is so beautiful. I love that on her. I feel like we don't see that.
Do you see her little kitty thing?
Yes.
Her little kitty thing? She's so fun.
She's so cute. Next, we have Giselle Lullaby. I liked this. I thought the silhouette was great. Obviously, it was a design challenge. So some of the finessing of the fit, I would have made the silver torso shorter. Mm-hmm. I felt like it was eating her. And I didn't like how the purple peeked out at the bottom a little bit. Like, there was almost, like, a couple inches, like, almost like a mini skirt or something.
Yeah.
But overall, I could understand why.
It was very well constructed. Yeah. I think style-wise, I just didn't, like... It wasn't my style, but I also wear, like, a mini dress. But, yeah, I was just kind of like, but it was very well constructed. I can't believe she boned it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You basically, you sew your seam allowance, and then you make a stitch over, and then you put a thing through
the seam allowance. Never mind. I'm less impressed now.
Yeah, don't be impressed. It's not a cat suit.
You're like, it's not a cat suit. It's not a cat suit. No cat suit. Boning? Ugh. Cat suits.
Bone corset? Ugh. Nothing. Doesn't hold a candle compared to a cat suit.
It was good, though.
Kimmy. I'm getting deja vu. Next, we have Kimmy on the runway.
I will say, I get we're getting deja vu, but she's the only one that I think did the drapery properly with the silver. Because she's the only one with the silver that I wasn't like, this looks cheap.
Because she's so small.
That she was able to.
She was able to gather it away.
Because she's so small.
I'm telling you that everyone needed more fabric. Yeah. So I'm half kidding about the size comment. She did kill it, regardless of like how much every person had to work with.
Well, the chest was really poorly made, but the sleeves and the dress were great.
Yeah, but I just feel it's just too redundant. It's too redundant from last week.
It was too close to what she had already worn,
and it wasn't impressive because you actually look at the other garment and just. Replicate yourself. Mm-hmm. So in a way she had a garment to base this off of, where it's like Giselle, she technically was creating this out of her mind, out of a sketch. Mm-hmm. I just felt sometimes I love Kimmy and she stomps the runway. She could just do a bit more research.
Well, I googled it and it was some goddess, so like she looked pretty.
Yeah, a little more research.
Yeah, a little more research.
I'm not talking about, like, APA-cited referencing, but just, I mean, like...
just a bit.
Dive into that Google search.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I liked it, though. I think it was a good safe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next, we have arguably another safe look, based off of the judges' critiques. Fierce-alicious.
Wow.
That's a tongue twister, girly.
I actually liked it.
I thought the hair elevated it.
Oh, the hair elevated
it. The hair saved it.
No, I don't think it saved it. I really did enjoy the... it was just shit glued onto a corset, I will say.
Cover the mug and that wig and you wouldn't like it.
No, I liked the geometric piece on her chest. I liked the fringe coming off of it, and I liked the tiny things coming off the sides. It was very simple, and it was just fabric glued onto a corset. I give you that, but I enjoyed it.
clearly Fierce didn't like it because she's reposted nothing.
She reposted nothing and she looked furious after. But
was that why she was mad? Because she didn't place top?
I don't know.
We got to get into that. We'll get
if
into
If they
that.
Don't cover it next episode, I'm going to lose my mind.
Actually, you know what? Fierce, I take that back. You also did the garter.
Yeah.
See, it's pretty good.
Yeah. So she did the garters on the leg. She did. It's a lot better, especially seeing what she did the first design challenge with the prolapsed anuses on the blue dress.
Yeah.
Right? It's just like, okay, I like it.
But the hair saved it.
Holy shit, the hair was good.
The hair saved it.
Yeah.
Next, we have Irma Gerd.
Okay, this is where we disagree. I liked it.
What parts?
What parts, too? I liked the hair. I liked the makeup.
Okay.
I thought the top was very fun.
Whoa, hold on. You liked the hair?
I loved the hair.
You loved all the hair?
I loved all the hair.
Did you love her biological hair poking out from all angles?
I don't remember that. Show
mama,
me right now.
Mama.
Show me right now.
Maybe it's my 68-inch TV. And I see every dirty deed.
Is yours 68? Mine's 75.
Oh, I'll show you mine if you show me yours. Let me find a picture. She was doing like an updo, a half updo thing. But we were seeing sideburn. We were seeing nape. It wasn't an updo styled wig.
Mm.
It just looked a little...
But I will say I did like the cut of the top. If the skirt had a better fabric, I would have really enjoyed it. And I loved her runway presentation of it. I really liked it. And I don't know why everyone was just like getting on her for these, like the edges. I was just like, bitch, look at the other ones. They hot glued it.
Oh, like the hem of her whatever.
They were like, your hem on your side isn't right. I was like, no one's is.
Here's a hem. Everywhere there's a hem.
Everywhere there's a hem.
I think the presentation did save her. She boa'd.
It was so
fun. She boa'd that runway.
She boa'd it. Yeah.
And you know what? Props, because that in itself takes confidence, mm-hmm. and it's easier said than done. I just think it was team too much.
I just agree.
That's fine. Get out of my house.
Our first fight.
I can't end the call. but yeah, I think overall, she's adorable. There was just also something happening with the makeup. I couldn't remember if it was like the eyeliner for me or something.
Really? See,
or maybe so I liked it.
So her makeup, I find, has been the struggle for me.
Okay.
Is that I still haven't seen the glow up in her makeup.
Okay.
But I find things like clown makeup as special effects makeups.
Yes.
Elevate looks because they're so paint by number, like you know exactly what to do.
Yes.
Right? And so the way she did it, she did that circle on her face.
Yeah.
And she did the circle blush and then she did the long liner. It actually, I think, was a much prettier makeup than she normally does.
Yeah. Maybe it was the nose, but she was a clown.
Mm-hmm.
Not my favorite.
Oh my God, speaking of not your favorite, we haven't talked about Brooke.
Oh, okay. So, overall, no, this look was really, really, really cool.
I loved it. I thought it was maybe the best she looked, but you had mentioned something earlier that we need to...
Okay, so it was like this hairline moment. It was almost like... It was an expensive wig. Like, that was like a full, thick, luscious, human hair straight wig.
Mm-hmm.
And it had that, like, technique where they put, like, maybe a hairband down or something while it's... The lace is kind of, like, melting, if you will, like, mm-hmm. getting laid. But I felt like it started by the temples to almost look strange or something. Like it almost looked like a Jane Smoker straight hair wig falling back.
For those of you that don't know, Jane Smoker is one of the originators of the Brat Pack.
Straight middle part wig.
And she is a straight middle part wig.
Ours diva. Did not look like Brooklyn's. Ours
it did not look like Brooklyn's.
Never have, never will. But
no,
maybe I'm biased.
No, I have a question about it. Were those tigers?
Yes.
They were tigers.
Yeah. 68-inch TV confirmed. Yeah. I saw those up close.
Okay.
And she had one like on her ear too.
She had one on her ear and I was like, is it a tiger or are they bows?
Yeah, no, it was like some sort of little tiger. Tigre.
Oh, they're tigers. God, she looks so good.
Tigre. But see how in this portrait, the hair starts to fall close by the cheekbone. It almost hides.
Did you know that with a wig, no matter what, at least one portion of the wig should be touching your face.
Oh, cool advice.
Yeah.
See, that's what I didn't like about it. On the runway, it was all off her face, and I thought it looked kind of strange.
Oh, and now that it's touching her face, you like it more.
Now in the portrait, it's like carving her cheekbone. Huh. She looks like Vanjie there. We're all looking the same.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get filler.
Yeah.
You start to all look the same.
Team no filler.
Team no filler. Yay. You don't have filler?
No.
Yet?
Do you think I have filler?
Well, I thought you guys got a little bit of...
No, not me.
No, but you...
Yeah, I did facial threads.
You did I was like, are we allowed to
say? Yeah, I can say, I don't care.
Yeah, you got the facial threads.
But I don't really... They apparently don't last very long, and I didn't see too much of a difference.
Yeah, no, you still look the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have nothing in my face because I'm horrified of needles in my face. And
no Botox?
No Botox. Mr. Box is a very... He says I can do whatever I want with my body. I can be who I
want
to be.
That's not whatever you want, then.
But he says, but don't put fucking Botox in your face or get lip filler. I swear to God.
Mr. Box.
I will respect his wishes.
Well, I love Botox.
Well, I love Botox, so...
No, it's the dream. It's the dream product. You can't deny it. So we had a bit of a tangent.
Sorry.
So basically, we're back.
We're back to our favorite.
Oh, what a great queen to start talking about.
Boom, boom.
Lady Boom Boom.
I am...
Lady Bon Bon, little candy.
I'm absolutely violent that this wasn't in the top.
Yeah, why wasn't it? Where were they looking instead of her?
They were sleeping on Boom Boom. She looked...
Were you well-rested during her runway?
Like Giselle looked great. Awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
But did... Who was in the bottom? Or who was in the top? It was Giselle in the top, Kimmy in the top.
Bombay in the top.
No.
Yes, because I specifically remember they were Fierce. Very... I remember Fierce, when they went backstage, Fierce was like, oh, so you were in the top. Like, she literally was like, I thought you were getting dragged, girl.
Yeah. So they picked her over Lady Boom Boom, who has a completely, extremely well-constructed garment, an adorable hair to match it.
Yeah.
Like, the styling of it all, the runway presentation of it all was incredible.
So cute.
They're sleeping on Boom Boom.
They're... fucking asleep.
I am furious.
They're narcoleptic on
Boom Boom.
On Boom Boom.
It's like they were taking a shit when Boom Boom went on stage because she looked incredible.
I don't understand. I don't understand why props are not being given where props are due.
She looked amazing.
She looked really, really cute. This is such... I feel like I would love to see you in this silhouette.
Honestly, I was thinking about it.
Because I think y'all are like our petite little Polly Pocket princesses.
Boom Boom, if you're listening, can I borrow it?
Do a photo shoot in it. You have to do an A-line dress like that.
I think I'm going to buy an A-line. I'm thinking about getting a Selkie. Do you know what Selkies are?
Is that a designer or a style?
It's a designer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So for our listeners, if you look up S-E-L-K-I-E dress, the Selkie dress, they're these beautiful A-line dresses. A lot of Disney girlies wear them to do... to go to the parks and do Disney bounding. And Disney bounding is basically where you cosplay as a Disney character as if they were doing everyday life.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, and they look like princess dresses.
Oh my God, fun.
Yeah, so I know Lemon just bought one she loves, and I'm probably going to pick one up because they're just so cute.
I mean, adorbs.
Yeah.
But yeah, we love you, Lady Boom Boom.
Yeah, that was a tangent again, I'm sorry.
And we're so sorry that they just didn't see the construction, the talent... The heart, the soul that went into that look.
The star that you are.
Because we did.
I think it's because she maybe won the first design challenge.
Isis won every design challenge.
Exactly. I'm furious.
Furious.
Speaking of furious, Jada, what the fuck are you wearing?
Jada walks out imitating a makeup brush.
A lipstick, if you would.
Lipstick doesn't look like that on the top of the lipstick.
It was bad.
It was... I wonder, did she know it was that bad and actually then, leaned into,
I think you could tell with the smile.
Yeah.
That she was like, I'm gonna sell the fuck out of this.
Yeah.
Because holy shit. And, why is the top an afro, but the bottom is a Marcel wave?
That's what made me think she looked like a makeup brush. Because the fro protruding from
But like, I think I would have liked it better if it was afro on the bottom, afro on the top, because it would have made more sense.
I don't think you would have liked it any better. I call shade.
I think it would have made a bit more sense.
Oh my god, I love doing this podcast in person. The authentic look in Jesus' face is just like, afro on the bottom and the top. Like, you looked at me so earnestly, like, I believe you think that, but I can picture that in my head. It's so silly.
It still would have been like, even if it was the Marcel wave on the bottom and the Marcel on the top, it would have been awful. I'm picturing the Marcel.
You're forgetting an important fact. The hat is trash. Stop putting things above and below it. It's trash.
Just get rid of the hat. Get rid of the hat. Honestly, if she didn't have the hat, I think it probably would have been fine.
And this is why I'm asking, did she know it was a weird look? And did she create the hat to then almost create a spectacle, a conversation, like, be silly with it. Lean into it, if you will.
It was so bad.
I need to know. That's my burning desire question.
Write it down. Put it on your vision board.
Yeah.
That Jada. We'll ask her one day.
Jada. What was up with that hat?
What was up with the hat? But, yeah, it was bad.
But it was funny. I love that everyone was kind of laughing.
I know, and I hated that Giselle said everyone's laughing at you, not with you.
No, we're laughing with you.
I was like, I'm never laughing at Jada. I'm always laughing with Jada. Yes. Because Jada always comes into things with a little touch of comedy.
This is why I ask, did she know she was doing that? Did she purposely add the hat for that laugh factor?
Maybe, because
honestly think she did.
She has a good sense of humor, and there's always a lighthearted sense of her things, where she's just like, oh my god, let's do this. I think it would be so funny.
I want her to drop merch that is that hat with the fro attached to it.
So everyone can wear it.
On the side and say, turn up queen. And then just be a giant upwards arrow.
The Toronto turn up queen.
The Toronto turn up.
And it's a huge, like,
CN Tower,
like, it almost looked like a blend. Like, oh, it was just
God.
Oh god, it was bad.
But we're talking about it.
And we're laughing.
Yeah.
And we're having a good time.
So Jada, not really sure this was fashionable, but it was clothing. And you made it.
Your female presenting nipples were covered.
Yeah.
Your crotch was covered.
Yeah.
And that's all we can ask.
That's all we can ask. Lastly, on that runway, we have chaos. And I think this was too bulky, too formulaic. Kind of, I felt like maybe this was them not, again, it's the research thing with Kimmy. It's just like, just pause for one sec and then maybe think, like, can I go deeper? Mm-hmm. Can I recreate a new silhouette?
But even with what Serene had said, is that it felt like she was inside of something.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't an outfit on her body.
Yeah.
She was within a capsule, like a cocoon.
Yeah.
You know? So it was almost like, I don't mind the fabric she used, like the cardboard, but I think it could have been done differently.
Mm-hmm. Also, shout out to how beautiful Serene Fox looked. Did you notice she had that like ponytail with a chain and then hair attached to it thing?
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I could only see when she like looked off to the side, that yellow dress and her like...
That was that 75-inch TV.
Ice eyes. Oh, I'm telling you, I catch everything. I literally went upstairs. I was like, oh, I'm podcast reporting. I gotta go on the big TV.
I've gotta see every detail.
I gotta see every detail.
Yeah, I should start doing that. I watch it on my smaller TV. I should watch it on my big one.
No, you'll catch so many more mistakes.
SQ Cuties, I'm so sorry. Me and Cynthia have just mentioned how big our TVs are multiple times.
We're nerds.
I know, but it's just like, oh, why do we keep talking about how big our TVs are?
Because I'm proud of it. As a little boy, I wanted a giant TV. This wasn't an expensive TV. This was a boxy Day slashed. It's, do you know the company Polaroid?
Yeah, it's a camera company.
Why do they make TVs?
Did you just say, do you know the company Polaroid?
Of why? Course I know the I know company you Polaroid. Do. I know you do. Why are they making TVs?
I don't know.
I got this
That's
TV.
That's a Polaroid TV?
That's a Polaroid TV.
Huh. Is it a smart TV?
No.
Mm.
And it has Chromecast attached to it, but it doesn't work because it's like
a Polaroid TV.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it's not like we're bragging here. SQ Cuties.
I mean, mine was really expensive and quite a nice TV. So mine was I'm bragging a little bit.
Mine was not. And they, at Visions, BC, Burnaby, they were like, do you want to buy insurance on top of this? Because they wanted to get a little bit more money. And we went, no. And we carried that.
Oh my God.
We carried that on the SkyTrain. This is my life before. I've got my shit together a little bit more now. We didn't have a license at the time. So Vincent and I carried that thing. Yeah.
Anyways.
Enough about our 68-inch TV.
Back to Chaos's outfit. It was an outfit. It was clothes. Her body was covered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We actually have Chaos on the podcast today, so I can't wait to chat with them in a few and hear what they thought about their look, their season, their run.
I really hope they realize it was not good. I don't want to be sitting here having to...
Oh, that'll be awkward.
Yeah.
Oh my God, SQ cuties. What if they think it's good?
What if they're like, yeah, I really liked it. And we'll be like, yeah.
Because you have to remember, we filmed this part before the guest gets here. And then we have our interview. Movie magic, a little how the sausage is made. So yeah, we'll have to see.
But yeah, so it really wasn't my favorite. And like, I didn't like her makeup. I was enjoying kind of what was happening with the makeup. I am not loving this blocked white thing she does.
On her lips?
Her whole face. It's like a blocked full white lined with a color.
Like, okay, so white base.
Yeah.
Is it too Gottmik? Like,
no, it was almost like Gottmik, like, reversed. It was Gottmik with the... I don't know. I think I'm still getting used to it because she has a very distinct, unique style with her makeup. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm still getting used to it because it's not bad at all, right? It's quite good and it's very well done. But I think I'm still processing it because it's just so different.
Yeah. I'm with you. But I love to see different. And I think they always push the makeup in a different way. But the look itself was actually the opposite of that. I'd seen that so many times. Even Stephanie did that for her design challenge.
But even if she were to do it shorter, I think I wouldn't have hated it as much. But it was so long.
But then it would have been identical to the plaid look.
It would have.
For this, like, queens, if you're listening, try to change things up between sewing challenges. Don't do the same thing.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if you were safe from your first sewing challenge and the next time you came out with broken CDs again? They would look at you like, what is wrong with you?
I think honestly, if I were to go on Drag Race and they gave me CDs, I'd be like, let's just put one. We just gotta do like one CD on here.
They're all begging for it.
Come on. I would have like a beautiful gown on and I would just have like a little I'd make like a flower out of broken CDs.
You look at the camera and whisper, this is for the 68-inch TV.
75.
Zoom in. Yeah. 75. It's 75.
It's 75, actually. I feel like this is the most boy thing that you and I talk about. Yeah, it's just TVs. We're talking about the size of our TVs as if there are dicks. Like, we're just like, no, mine's 75 inches.
That does actually make sense, though.
Yeah. As if we're having a pissing contest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, for sure.
Crossing streams. So then we get into the Untucked. And again, Fierce Delicious.
Bringing the content.
She's furious.
Why was she mad this time?
Well, they were talking about all the runways and stuff. And then everyone starts a talking bomb.
Yeah.
Everyone's on top of bomb. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. We skipped ahead.
Yeah, we didn't tell the results.
No, it wasn't even the results.
Chaos.
No. They all had to say who had to go home and why.
Oh, they finally... Okay, yeah. Okay, so let's back up.
We skipped ahead. That's why everyone was mad. They all had to say who was going home.
Yeah.
Why are they going home? And everyone said... Jada, and this, my sweet baby, my sweet little Jada, soft little angel.
Just starting to cry.
Bawling her eyes out. And I wanted to hug the TV. I wanted to hug that big, huge TV.
The only reason I didn't is because she was wearing that dumb hat. Like, she was still in the explanation. Like, she was wearing the reason why.
And they were, I just felt terrible.
Like, she looked insane. And they were all basing it off of the challenge. So this is the only reason it's blood from a stone for me. I was like, you look crazy. Like, I love you, Jada, but the hat.
She looked bad.
It's the hat for me.
And who would you have said in that lineup?
Jada.
You would have said Jada.
Laughing at
that. I know. And I just felt so terrible because I think that's when she realized it. Because I think in her head, she was just like, maybe it's good enough where I'll like get by with my humor. And I think that's where she realized no, I'm the worst one here. It felt like it clicked there. And that's when her emotions took over. And I felt terrible. My heart broke. But that's why I love Jada so much. It's because she's bringing so much heart.
Yeah.
There's so much heart.
She's the heart queen.
This is her second time in this situation.
She's a heart queen.
She's a heart queen.
And then they're all pissed.
They're all pissed. Everyone, Jada is pissed at everyone. And then what does Bomb say? Bomb said Chaos because she said she would never say Jada.
Mm-hmm.
She made it like a very friendship thing.
Right.
And then everyone else is just like, yeah, but we said Jada because she was the worst. Mm-hmm. So it felt very disjointed.
Yeah.
And then Chaos. furious with Bomb.
Yeah, there's a whole moment there where it's just like, well, you said my look was good.
And then I would have said your look is good too. Fuck off.
Yeah.
And I liked the way she collected them, but the way I would have done it is, yeah, I said your look good. It's a fucking competition.
Exactly.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I said I wanted you to go home because I don't want to send my friend home. It's a fucking competition.
It's that part.
You know? But this is where the fierce comes in.
And she's bringing up...
She's bringing up her own drama. Yeah, she's bringing up her old situation. She's dedicated to the bit. She is dedicated. She's like, I'm going to insert myself.
Her response, people are literally like, that was weeks ago, girl.
Like, yeah, she was like, fuck off. Like
the comedy writing with Kimmy, correct?
Yes. And with Bomb, because she said, well, Bomb, you're not being really consistent because you said I looked good, but then this. And I was like, she's dedicated to the bit.
Dedicated to the bit.
But I'm happy it's happening because
it's
giving us content. But yeah, so then Fierce is now mad. Chaos is mad. Bomb needs to collect both of them to be like, this is a competition. Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted.
And then Jada's bawling her eyes out.
Yeah.
And sweet Irma is just so sad that she had to say Jada.
That she's crying.
She's crying. She's like, I had to say Jada.
I had a second take because when I saw her coming into the workroom crying, I thought she was in the bottom. And I was like...
Well, she was.
But did she know yet? No, she didn't know yet.
No, she very much knew she was bottom three.
Okay.
But I think she was upset was because of that was a high stress situation.
I swear I watched this episode.
It's fine. You're going through a lot. I watched this episode very deeply. Some weeks you watch more, some weeks I watch more. This is the one that I was in.
Guess who watched better this week, listener?
I am here to hold your hand through this.
I just keep talking about my TV.
And you're like, yeah.
I can tell you more about my TV itself.
Than this episode.
And what happened on the TV.
But yeah, so they're all fighting everything. And then Fierce is furious.
Yeah.
You know, but...
I just the odd time I wish she was able to start drama in a way that was less of the, like, the self-pitying thing. That kind of reminds me of the, like, Eve track record.
Well, they are very good friends.
And I have to say, this is, like... This is more watchable than Eve's orchestrating of drama.
Okay.
But there is this little part of me that I'm like, I want you to like almost just get in the ring with someone rather than, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
You wish it was more authentic.
I wish there was like a couple more facts this was being pulled from. Instead, it's really just like, I don't know, I'm torn because I can tell what she's doing. She's trying to make something from nothing.
Yes, but I also do think she's spiraling.
Do we really?
I think there's both.
Yeah.
I think she's spiraling a little bit because of the Thunderdome, and we all spiral when we get in there.
Yeah.
So I think she's within her spiral right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think she's just like, I'm going to make a season so watchable.
Yeah.
You know,
If
it kills me.
Right.
You know, so I think she's also in there and she's just like, I'm going to say how I feel and I'm going to make incredible TV.
Then you know what? Maybe it is. It's not Fierce. I'm having an epiphany.
We found something.
It's not Fierce. It's the lack of yes and from the other cast.
Oh.
No one is playing with her. And if someone were to clap back once, we would have go back to Party City where you belong. No one is fucking in the ring. That's what I am feeling. I'm thinking out loud and I'm hearing it on the pod.
We figured it out.
No one is playing with her in the sandbox.
She's giving them the content.
And no one else.
And no one's picking it up.
No one else.
Because when she gave Jada the thing at the beginning.
Yep. She could have
done something and she just resolved the issue.
Exactly.
Right? And even now with Bomb.
Yeah.
Bomb.
Resolved.
Yeah. Shell is on last week.
The resilient queens. They're like, no, let's talk this out right now and squash
it. It's so Canadian.
It's too Canadian.
We need fights. I want go back to Party City where you belong, bitch.
I'm telling you, because if I had been in the room with that kind of energy, I would have known that is almost the unwritten.
The volley she wants. Yeah, she wants the volley.
It seems intense in the moment, but the volley is what makes it brilliant. I think that's what's happening.
She needs to catch someone on a bad day.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm, catch me, Cynthia Pissed.
Cynthia Pissed. It's my favorite. Oh, if you're listening right now, the way that we are absolutely dissecting your mind.
Analyzing you. We're psychoanalyzing you.
But you know what? She's great TV. And she's
feeling for her now because I'm realizing no one's playing.
Yeah.
There's no yes.
I feel like Bomb was starting to play.
Okay.
Bomb was starting to play, and she was like, no, what are you doing? Da-da. And it was starting. The fire was burning, but I think she fizzled it.
What's it called? Disarming. I feel like she was disarming that
situation. But I could feel the tension.
I wanted her to lean into that.
Yes.
Instead of walk away from it.
Yeah. I wish that there was a little bit more of a blow up.
Alas, no blow up.
But what there was a lip sync. So our bottom twos were Shayda Hudson, the Toronto Turnip Queen. Again. And Miss Chaos. Mm-hmm. And we know Chaos is a performer.
Yeah.
Jada's a performer. So I'm ready for a blowout.
A blowout.
What did you think of the immediate wig reveal?
Well, of course. She was like, get this hat off my head.
Now, something I need to tell you, and for the SQQ cuties, for the listeners, this wig Jada has on her head. Mm-hmm. This.
Flat
bob.
Bob.
Toronto staple.
Did everyone have one?
Everyone in Toronto. I have one. Everyone in Toronto has this wig.
Isn't there a name for that style?
I think it's the Angela.
Yeah.
Or something. A Van Gogh, who is another queen from Toronto,
Yes. Recently
posted about it. She says the true Toronto representation was that wig on the runway. Wig.
It felt familiar.
That was my wig. I was meant to wear that quite literal exact color, style, and everything. The slick back for my Celine Dion runway. That I did not get to wear because I went home first. But that wig. I own that wig. Everyone in Toronto owns that wig. And that recently evolved into a wet human hair bob.
Yeah, that's what it is.
The
now.
Toronto girlies love a wet human hair that goes right to the chin.
Yeah.
Because it's $50.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm sorry, it's $250 for a 28 inches? Absolutely not. I will be spending $50 on the bob.
I will buy the shortest unit.
I'm going to make a unit so short. And I'm going to make it so wet. I'm going to dunk it in water. And I'm going to dye it blue. Toronto drag.
I am from Toronto.
I am from Toronto. And this is my wet bob.
Yeah, I well, then respect.
Did you like the lip sync?
Yeah, I thought it actually was very entertaining.
Great song.
Yes.
Great song. Stranger really in My cool. House.
Yes.
The remix.
I was going to say it was remixed. I did not realize we were getting the remix version. So once
it started. Well, I wouldn't want the original. I want the remix. Well,
of course.
Yeah.
But I didn't know.
There's a stranger in my house.
I didn't know what we were getting.
Ugh.
So when we did, it was incredible. I think both of them did it in their own way. I actually almost think, when it comes down to the lip sync performance itself, I kind of think Chaos was robbed. And I know that's going to be a hot take.
That's a hot take.
But from what I saw in that performance, and maybe it was all of the like the getting ready of like the wig reveal thing at the beginning, I felt like Jada's confidence was a little shaky.
No, she was tired.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, she was just tired.
She was a little tie-tie.
I will say there's two things about the lip sync. One, the only thing I've said about is Jada didn't do the classic slow spin.
Right.
Jada, do you know the Jada Hudson slow spin?
She just spins.
Jada does this thing.
I love it so much.
She does this thing where she will look at the back of the stage, go into a pose, but her legs are crossed, and she will at such a slow speed.
And just like twist.
Very slowly spin around.
Oh, word.
And not like a whoop spin, like a... Like, it takes 45 seconds to a minute for her to get all the way to a full 360. It is so slow. And I am obsessed with it. Every time she does it, I'm like,
what? She's kind of like a rotating mannequin.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and then, like, one arm's up, one arm's down. And she has, like, the face on. She usually does that, and I really thought...
I want to try that.
It's great. It's a very classic Jada move. So it might be the white girl stealing the black girl's move. So, like, maybe try not to, but...
I'm gonna take that.
I'm gonna steal that.
No, that's yours, Jada.
She is so, it's so good, and I feel like this was the song for it.
Yes.
So I was screaming.
Because it's like a remix. It can just like
during that I was waiting for the slow spin. I was yelling, Jada, do the slow spin! But she didn't do it. It's fine. She's holding it for another lip sync.
Maybe that's what it is.
But my thing with Chaos is it felt like she got her bearings halfway through.
Okay.
When she was like, fuck this outfit, I'm gonna dance.
Yeah.
But it felt like the beginning she was fighting the outfit.
Yeah.
And she kept covering her female presenting nipples.
I know.
And I was like, girly, stop covering your nipples.
I know.
We're going to see them. Just stop covering your female presenting nipples. I want to see the nipple.
And you have cute, tiny little nipples.
She has great nipples.
She has great nipples.
Great nipples. Just dance.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
And if the whole outfit falls off, boy, you doing 800 backflips.
That's what they want to see.
Let it fall off.
They don't judge a lip sync based off of the quality of the construction, like the garment after the lip sync.
No.
They're not like, but which one but of
as,
you?
As long as the shoe stays on
yes.
and the wig stays. The outfit can fall apart,
yeah.
but the rest has to stay on. And I will say something about Chaos. That girl never has to worry about lace. She loves a headband around a lace.
She does.
She loves a headband around a lace.
Is that what it is? Is she always in a headband?
There's always a headband around her lace. Okay. Or a bang.
Yeah.
With a headband around the bang. She loves a headband.
She's a headband girl.
She's a headband girl.
Cool.
I love a headband.
Then maybe she doesn't need to buy lace units.
Ooh. I mean, I would still buy a lace unit.
Probably. Yeah. At least it's a little nicer.
It's a little nicer.
There's like a bump in the
yeah, just Yeah. But, so we do the lip sync, and Chaos is then sent home. Jada.
Justice for Chaos. I mean. I feel bad. I thought in that number for me, I thought she won.
Really?
Yeah.
I think someone, I'm blinded. I'm biased to Jada.
Yeah.
I'm completely blinded, and I'm fine to accept that.
You know? I mean, or you just thought that, like you felt like in the performance she did better.
But I think she did quite good.
I don't know. I think it was closer than some.
I think if Chaos did not have that outfit on, she would have gave her a run for her money.
That's what I mean. She would have done more tricks.
Yeah. And I knew the moment she walked out in that outfit, I went, she's fucked because mm-hmm. she can't perform in that.
Yeah.
You know? And I know she is a high energy little girl.
Yeah.
She can really, and she's got those tricks up her sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta. Yeah. Sleep.
But listen, why don't we actually just talk to her?
Let's just talk to her about it.
I was gonna do our little phone in bit, but we're talking in person.
We could still do the phone though.
Okay, cool. Okay, let's phone.
Let's still do the phone.
Let's dial up Chaos. You fell in love with them on Canada's Drag Race Season 3. Some of the most unique makeup we've seen on the franchise. A lover of maximalism and drag, please welcome the one, the only, Chaos. How are you doing, baby?
Hey, y'all. I am doing pretty good after last night's elimination.
Yes, for context, we just had the episode air last night. Chaos had a viewing party in Vancouver. How'd it go? I know the viewing parties have been a bit touch and go.
It was pretty great. It was moved around a lot. Viewing parties have been touch and go, I think, for all of us.
Yeah.
We're trying to get those gigs and be booked and blessed. So considering it was moved last second to Junction, it was pretty incredible. It was packed. It was a good show.
Nice.
I had fun. I turned it out right after the elimination to show pretty how fucking amazing. Yeah.
So, you have to. Right. You have to. Yeah. You're like, this is why they made the biggest mistake of their lives.
Exactly.
Did you perform Stranger in My House?
I did not. Okay. So the bar actually asked me not to do it.
What? So,
why?
They said don't?
Yeah, I think there is a little bit of a culture issue with that song.
Oh.
And a randomness with it.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
So. There we go.
But it's not about the Black experience.
I think it's also just like there's things in the song that are a little inappropriate. But like portraying somebody, you like tell them they look like a man. And
oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
There's been some feedback on the song.
Okay.
Okay.
Super fair.
Me and Cynthia just spent like a really good 15 minutes being like, I love that song.
Oh my god. Me stealing Jada's dance move.
Yeah, you stealing Jada's dance move. Everything.
It's super fun. It's actually one that Jada does at the club all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I literally like came up watching Jada do that song.
Yeah.
Like the moment it came on, I went, I think she sabotaged herself mm-hmm. to do this song. Because I love this song and I've seen her do it 1,000 times. but yeah, so how do you feel? How do you feel about the show, everything?
I feel pretty good. I think I was really worried at start about how I'd be portrayed. And mm-hmm. everybody knows that the show, you go through a lot. There's a lot more behind the scenes and a lot of production that actually gets shown mm-hmm. on the show. So I think my upbringing in it was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm more just excited about what to do now after the show and where it goes from here.
Well, that's what it comes down to, is like, especially from two alums,
mm-hmm.
is that the show is, you know,
it's a stepping
stool. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a stepping stool. They don't owe you anything.
No.
They're not going to do anything
mm-hmm.
for you. No offense.
Exactly.
Right. But you just need to be able to take this and run with it and do incredible things. Do you have anything planned that we can know about?
Honestly, I'm just touring most of the summer to have fun and then go from there. I think there's going to be a few music ideas and videos in the
oh, cool.
future near making. And
can you sing?
I can sing.
I can tell
like
you
a country
so,
singer.
No, I'm like a sing singer.
Sing sing singer.
Yeah, like I do a lot of ballads and gospel and
that's so exciting.
Some fun things. I like
gospel.
I like to rap too. So
cool.
Didn't get to show any of that on the show, but
yes,
now
but
I get to.
She's a straight up rap stress.
Yeah.
Yeah, straight up rap stress. Just a little bit.
That's so exciting. Oh, I love that. No, I think this exactly. It's the show. Because there's so many versions of Drag Race out there now. It's kind of like it's just a catalyst for the career, but you don't get to go on a conveyor belt. It's like you literally still have to work, you know, put your passion into this and grow organically with an audience. But I feel like there's been a great response. I feel like everyone was so excited about your promo look. It got everyone talking.
Yeah.
Polarizing. You're such a maximalist.
Yeah.
Like I need to like pick your brain apart a little bit because it's always ornament on top of feather on
there's
top of crystal and
yes.
Headband game.
I saw your podcast last week.
Yes.
Love a headband. Did we talk about the headband last week?
No, we officially decided this week on the podcast, you love a headband.
You love a headband.
I actually never wear a headband, ever.
What?
So Drag Race is probably the first time I ever had. So it was more because it was just design challenge after design challenge. So
oh.
It was just like adding an extra element.
Okay, I get that.
It wasn't a headband with
and,
all white?
Well, there's a headpiece.
Headpiece.
I had a
crown. Okay. Cute
crown on. Yeah. So the thing with that and why it's really headbands is because I had a wig reveal underneath every one of those wigs.
Oh.
So that's why, because instead of gluing the top one down,
yeah.
I just put a headband to hold it on.
Did you take
okay.
They wouldn't let me.
But Jada.
Wonder what that means, yeah.
Oh. They literally
so,
were like.
So underneath that wig, because we had to get ready so fast, I didn't have time to fully put it on. So I just left it on the side. And then I was spilling tea. I don't know if we're allowed to. But in the back, they let Jada go fix her pads, put another wig on. And they pulled me aside and were fixing my mic for the longest time. And I asked them to go put another wig on and they wouldn't let me.
Because you ran out of time.
Yeah. So I just went on stage and what I had and did it. I talk about in the show a lot of times about how I was always ready. Like that whole winter outfit had a full triple reveal underneath it too.
Yeah.
And just, of course, the week I got eliminated, I didn't get to do any of that. So.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
That does not surprise me.
That's also that's so frustrating. And now I'm rethinking all of my interactions with sound.
Right?
And
right?
Like how
the
many
betrayal.
And sometimes it was taking longer than quite frankly it should.
It took them like more than half an hour to make me every
oh,
single
no,
time.
Oh no, that's too long.
Every
that's
single
way
time.
Too long.
No.
But I always had something crazy and huge on, right? And it always like there's noise or pieces.
Yeah.
So
oh, I mean
like,
yeah.
Put it in my wig or put it somewhere.
Yeah.
No, but about that, about your looks, because I think that's where Cynthia was kind of going with it. It's like you're a maximalist. Like it's about as much.
Well, we're putting words in your mouth. How would you describe
yeah,
it?
Like we want to know.
So my drag, first of all, I did things just based off the categories of the theme.
Cool. So you got
so
your prompt.
I wouldn't say it's all fully just like what I would do in the
cool.
aspect. It's
okay.
more just on the themes and in a really short rush period of time where we had to come up with all of these.
So stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just love huge, big, beautiful pieces. It's
yeah.
not even just about drag for me. The way I started with doing drag, it was more about like I am a sculpture.
Cool.
And it was like creating some big beautiful piece of my body.
That's what it is.
I did
it's sculptural.
One, I did
it's
this,
not sculpture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did this one show when I was younger and it was a festival of moving art and like
cool.
moving art. So I was literally a sculpture just standing there.
Yeah.
I was like all these big beautiful pieces coming off me and I was lit up and
that's
I just
really
kind
good.
Of that's where the growth inspired. Mm. When I first started doing drag, I literally just wore dresses and I was like very pretty.
Just a pussy little girl.
I can't even picture that.
Actually challenges that I do soft and pretty, which you will see.
Oh, cool.
I'm so excited.
I can't wait.
So I don't do everything crazy on the show. There's a few that are pretty minimal and just
oh, cool.
Pretty, so.
Now, where did the makeup come from? Because that's the other thing we've been talking about.
Yeah.
The makeup is very, it's not a makeup I've ever seen before.
It's really special.
It's very special. It's very unique and it's large, but it's still like, not, I don't want to say simple, but it's like color blocked.
Yeah.
You know, and it's something every week I've been like, how does she find it? How does she figure it out? Like, how does she decide on like laying on this makeup style?
I call it graphic. Like,
yeah.
It's almost like the
yeah.
line work
of
like
graphic.
Like your tattoos, but then it's like with a hybrid of makeup
yeah,
artistry.
Like I've never seen a white lip So white, but also so like, okay, well, it makes sense, you know, on the face and with the way that the rest of makeup works. So yeah, I just have a, that was just sort of what I'm wondering is how we sort of landed on the chaos face.
So again, when I started, I used to do pretty much just soft glam.
Mm-hmm.
So I think like most queen star, you just want to look as pretty as
yeah.
you can.
You mean since never fell off that
I know, I was going to say, we've been doing it for years.
Yeah, still stay there.
I'm pretty sure you're two of the prettiest queens I've ever met. So that's
thank you.
Real.
Cynthia's prettier, but
it's not a contest.
It's not a contest. She doesn't disagree. She's like, that's true.
I don't know. I just like, no one's ever really taught me makeup. Like, I had a drag mom when I started doing drag, like, 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She painted my face for the first time and then just kind of threw me to the wind. She's like, do it. You saw me do it. So I just started...
Must works.
Yeah. So I just started playing around with makeup. I never watched YouTube videos or anything. I literally just sat in front of a mirror and was just, like, throwing shit on. I was like, this looks really cool. This
yeah.
looks really cool. And that's how it started. And then every time it just got bigger, bigger, weirder,
yeah.
more unique.
Well, I think a pussy little face wouldn't look good with the way you style yourself.
I think sometimes. You'd be shocked. You'd be very shocked. But,
really?
But yeah, there's a few things where I was going to completely cover my tattoos too.
Oh,
and
cool.
Other stuff, so.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
Yeah, but they also don't give you time. So like being real, the makeup on the show, I didn't really like myself because in real life, I feel like my makeup's way more unique and pretty than it aired on the show. But that's just the way like lighting and timing is.
I almost want to defend you for in front of you. I know how it feels up close. We're
mm-hmm.
so rushed that it's
yeah.
like all the lines you would probably like clean up or whatever.
Oh yeah.
But you looked amazing on the show.
Thank you,
like
thank
I think
you.
That it's still totally red because I've been there too, where I'm like, fuck, that was a really fast paint.
Well, I feel like
I feel kind of crazy
I feel
right now.
How we all feel like we all
yeah.
watch it back and we're like, ooh, my makeup.
Yeah.
And, but then I take into consideration they literally give you no time to get ready.
Yeah, it's
so,
hard, right?
At one
yeah.
point, I literally had like a deep shadow under my brow because they were lighting me from above. Like,
well, that's it too. The goddess challenge, I went from a full like dark burgundy smoked out graphic line.
Yes.
And then my goddess was fully white.
Yes.
So
oh,
and
yes.
that's
yeah.
that's the other thing is people don't realize they don't give you time. You have to take off your face for the maxi challenge and get right into your runway and there's no time. So
mm-hmm.
half the time as girls would just touch up what we already had or add to it.
Mm-hmm.
So me trying to wipe off all that burgundy and then go fully white was
mm-hmm.
like the biggest issue.
All I had the confidence to do was take off a red lipstick and like put on a pink lipstick. Like, and to me,
and
I was like,
whoa.
That's trying. And I was like,
I unfortunately never had the joy to switch over my hair. So
I definitely looking back, like as much as I love my crazy makeup, I wish sometimes I just like would have left it or just
oh like
no.
made it work into what I was already doing.
Oh, I see, like one
challenge.
Face, one face, two challenges.
No, I'm
yeah.
happy you were able to change it because
yeah.
I think it would have looked with the burgundy face on the all white, I would have been like, she looks cuckoo bananas. Crazy.
Yeah, no good
and
for
like,
you.
I'm glad you changed it.
Well, I did that for the boom party for the episode.
You did the burgundy?
Well, I only had one face.
Did you look
cuckoo
bananas crazy? Did you look good?
No, it looked good.
Okay, well, never mind.
I mean,
yeah.
work.
I stand corrected.
Yeah.
There's still white in the burgundy, too. So
yes,
that's kind of
take that.
I think I just
take
hear
that.
The word burgundy. I think it's just very dark.
That's my problem when it comes to shows and stuff now is I do such a bold, bright, like specific color to match my outfit.
Mm.
And I'm like, what else do I wear tonight to go with that one color and that one outfit?
Yeah.
How am I going to make this
yeah.
work?
I need to learn how to do neutrals more often. I
yeah.
think. We love a neutral.
There's an art to that, though.
Yeah.
Neutral can be hard because it's like, it's so nuanced that it can so quickly become muddy.
And it can just be flat.
Yeah.
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 And
sometimes
there's nothing flat about chaos.
Yeah, exactly.
She's all lumps, bumps. I don't know, I was trying to make a muscles
no,
joke.
No, cheekbones and...
I was trying to make a muscles joke, I'm sorry.
Gorgeousness.
Yeah,
oh yeah,
muscles.
And then muscles. And
yeah,
your jacket.
Big muscles. Muscles.
But yeah, chaos. How is your love life been these days? I hear little whispers in the wind that apparently season 3 and season 2 are cross-pollinating.
You are so annoying.
I wouldn't say there was any love life, but I would guess I can say that I'm kind of seeing someone from season 2. So... There's nothing official about it, but we're definitely hanging out, enjoying each other's company, and I'm in a really happy state with this person, so we'll see where it goes and where it takes off to.
Oh my god.
It's hard because we're both trying to spend time together, but we're both gone always, right?
So, yes.
Yeah.
Well, booked and blessed, I'll
yeah.
say. So.
Yeah, I was like, that's a great problem to
that's
have.
That's a great problem
yeah.
to have.
So.
And then I'm a problem solver, so let's think. At one point, you can do a tour together.
Yeah.
Call it the love tour. Chaotically in love.
This podcast is over. Cynthia's fired.
He's gonna kill me for talking about this on this podcast.
Oh my god.
This doesn't come out until Sunday, so you have time to tell us.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, we can snip anything.
Yeah. Editor Anthony will slice or say hi to Editor Anthony.
Oh hi Editor Anthony. Hi.
So cute. Okay, well, thank you for humoring me. I know I put you on the spot, but I just I wish you the best of luck, not only in love, but in drag.
And in life.
And in life.
Right.
You're very talented. You have
thank
a unique
so
angle, a lane you're in that I don't think I've seen any other queen, not only in this country, but around the world, doing what you're doing. And so I say just chase that, run with that.
Yeah, you found your niche, now just kind of like let it grow, you know?
Yeah,
agreed.
And also, I do want to kind of give you snaps. At the beginning of this interview, before we went live, you had said that you were really bad at interviews. You're actually quite good at interviews.
Oh,
you're not bad at interviews at all.
There hasn't been
yes.
a lull. There hasn't been any kind of pot where you haven't really had an answer. It's been very great. You're great at interviews. You should own that a little bit more.
Thank you.
Of
one thing I'm working on is talking more on mic and being comfortable with audiences.
Just pretend like it's your best friend.
Mm-hmm. That's a huge learning curve on the show, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you definitely learn how to be in front of cameras more, for sure, when they're around you 24/7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yappers.
Yeah.
I just tried to stay as real to me as I could on that show, so.
And it shows.
I was very quiet, but that's okay, because that's me.
That's
so.
You. No,
yeah,
totally.
Yeah, but look at Cameron Michaels. Cameron Michaels
yeah.
was so quiet that
yeah.
at their reunion, everybody thought she was a bitch.
Yeah.
But she was like, no, I'm just... Sometimes
mm-hmm.
I don't talk to people.
I know.
And it doesn't take away from talent. It doesn't take away from your career. It
mm-hmm.
doesn't take away from anything like that. It's just sometimes people are quiet. I think
literally.
We're just so used to being so in your face people. And so,
yeah,
we're,
exactly.
so we're used to that that can be misconceived sometimes.
Well, that's something that completely changed for me that I tried to talk about on the show is I'm a year and a half sober now. And
oh my God. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's
and
huge.
That old me where I was always like, drunk or partying or something, I was so outgoing, so
mm-hmm.
social, so mm-hmm. loud. That's where the crazy chaos came from. So
mm-hmm.
it wasn't just my looks, it was that I was chaotic on stage, chaotic, talking to everybody, just kind of
yeah.
all over the place. And now living a new sober life, I'm super happy and doing good, but it's definitely changed my personality, like full 100. Like,
yeah.
I went from crazy to quiet and shy, and it's not a bad thing, but I'm just refining myself in my drag art.
Well, like, even
that.
I remember my first 2 years in my sobriety,
yeah,
it was the same thing. People weren't booking me anymore because they said I wasn't as fun in the back room, you know, because I was quieter,
mm-hmm.
I was keeping more reserved because I was just like, why do I need to be screaming from the rafters?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I need to be partying all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can just be quiet because that's just me.
Yeah,
and Virgo, what are you?
Yeah. I'm an Aries.
Sam.
Actually, me and Gia have the same birthday.
Oh my god,
I'm really
fun.
Just found out this week.
Oh my god, cool.
And I'm usually the same year, too.
Oh, 92?
Oh, I'm 94. Never mind.
Oh, cute.
Oh,
yeah. Sorry, Gia.
Sorry, Gia.
Gia's so young. But yeah, so it's I think that's something that happens with sobriety, too, is that things start to shift and things start to change, and you almost have to find those things about you that you sort of lost with the alcohol, you know?
For sure, exactly. And it's a struggle because it makes you kind of feel like shit about yourself sometimes just because you're not as outgoing as you used to be.
Yeah, and people see you differently.
And people completely, like, I get comments even from my, like, family and stuff being like, oh, we miss the old you or this or that.
Ew.
But, like, we're happy you're sober
mm-hmm.
and
but we miss
your
the
mental
old
health.
You.
But...
Oh, that's so, oh my God, I would be like, get fucked. I hate
right?
that.
And it's also a time of, like, restoration.
Mm-hmm.
So just because, like, you're just testing the waters. There's
exactly.
There's still the extrovert in you. But that comes with you feeling safe, you
yes.
feeling happy and healthy,
yeah.
and that comes with time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, for sure. And even through my sobriety, something that I talked to other people about is like, I wasn't doing it to be sober for the rest of my life. I'm doing it just as a learning curve in my life because
mm-hmm.
I was in a phase where I was just going too hard.
Yeah.
And I never know what's going to come in the future, but I'm just happy being sober and clean now in my life. And it's just making me the most productive, positive person I've ever been.
That's awesome.
It's like sometimes I would have these moments where I'm like, do I want to go back to it? Like,
mm-hmm.
am I at a point in my life where I'm away from the party enough where I can go back to it? But like, even like I'm almost at 5 years now, the way that your life just, thank you, the way that your life just thrives and like you're just so clear-headed without it, that like...
I agree. I wake up every day feeling beautiful. I go for my morning walk and have my coffee at like 8 in the morning, which I used to sleep until 4 p.m. Like it's like, I just enjoy everything so much better and I get to actually see the world in a different light.
You know,
so,
it's clearer and there's a lot more sort of, I'm going to say clarity because it's just clearer, but clarity in your life. And it's so stupid. But then you also have that like, you don't have that moment where you're like, oh, what did I say?
Exactly.
What
and like, there's nothing wrong with like harm reduction, doing drugs and partying and stuff. Like if you can do that in your life and have a great life, good for you. But I couldn't. That was the problem.
Yes.
So, and especially in the industry we're in, it's very huge. So,
and it's easy.
It's easy too, because everything's just around you all the time. So refining life in that same environment, living sober, is like the biggest struggle.
No.
Especially when you're performing, doing drag all the time.
And
so,
now that you're hit a level of fame too, where it would become even more accessible, people would just want to spend time with you and buy you whatever you want.
Exactly.
Now, were you a year and a half when you were filming, or you were a year and a half now?
I hit a year right before filming started.
So you're a year and a half now.
Yes, actually, August 26th, I'll be a year and a half.
Ooh.
So almost a year.
So what's your 2 years?
Wow.
February 26th.
I love that.
Cool.
We're winter girls.
Yeah.
Well,
and Cynthia's like, get me a cocktail.
No. My God, I need a drink after all this sobriety talk.
Well, actually, on the show, I wore my medallion of sobriety because I'm
in
a 12-step program.
Nice.
They didn't talk about it, but
I did want to say, I was like, we didn't hear about any of this on the show.
This is all new information to me.
There's quite a lot. I don't know if we want to talk about it, but they didn't mention that Steph's one of my drag moms, Stephanie Prince, at all, which if you think of the first episode, they would have, because they mentioned every other family.
Yeah.
They just told me it wasn't important in the storyline.
But it's important to you as a character. It's important to you
exactly.
as a person. They should...
And Beth's my cousin. She's my blood cousin.
Oh my God.
Blood?
Yeah.
Wait,
I thought this was just like a...
No, no, no. She's my real cousin and we're the first blood relatives ever to be in the Drag Race.
They didn't talk about that at all.
Not at all. And I asked production, I was like, are we going to talk about this? And they're like, oh, we just didn't see you. How it's important. I'm like... We're the first blood relatives to ever be in the Drag Race franchise ever.
Even in your introduction, you could be like, yeah, Beth's my cousin in this. So it almost feels like you were like meant to be on the show because you have so many ties to it.
Yeah, so.
That's so annoying. Canada's Drag Race, I need you to do better. I'm sitting here reviewing for you and I need you to do
you
better.
You know what? I still have fun. I like the way they portrayed me. It was great. The experience on the show was definitely overwhelming and a lot, but it was still something beautiful that is helping me live my art and my dream.
Yes.
So I'm okay with that. I do wish they would have shown more about my growing up and my storyline, but there's so many girls on the show, they can only do so much.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But I have a feeling the parts of you that you didn't get to share, you're now going to do that through your art.
Exactly.
And on the road.
Exactly.
And so it's not, your storytelling hasn't stopped.
Exactly. And there's so much more going on now, especially even involving my culture and stuff too, that I'm getting involved in.
And this romance. Wow, wow, wow.
I'm going to talk with this mic. Chaos is sitting here pouring her heart out.
And I'm just like,
and you're like, what about the romance?
To be clear, there's no romance yet. I'm spending time and seeing someone. We're not there yet.
Just casually spending time with
somebody.
I'm gonna choke you to death.
Oh my God.
But yeah, so these are things now that you can, because that's the other thing with someone who leaves early is the fans want more.
Exactly.
You know?
And you know what? Like, that's what I was also worried about. I was like, leaving so early, I thought like I'd be like the least followed, like people would really don't get to see my art. But like my social media has gone over like the roof. I'm actually so shocked how fast it's like going up. And then all the positive feedback and comments, like I literally bawled last night reading all my messages at the end of my gig. And it's such a softie. So like, and everybody wants me to respond, but there's thousands of messages I can't.
No, you don't
have to. But it was just really beautiful, and it's nice to see like the support and all the love out there for such a weirdo, unique person like me. So
I love that.
No, they love you.
Well, Chaos, this has been a great interview. We've had so much fun. Is there
totally.
Anything that you want to say, do, promote, anything, plug, whatever you could? You could literally just tell both of us to get fucked and then like call it a day or whatever.
No, that's what I want to do.
But I mean, we are on our way to go somewhere.
No, I just want to say thank you for having me. This is amazing. I love both of you and even getting to hang out with you every time I see you guys is great. This whole experience was again a lot, but I'm very happy and privileged and blessed that I got to do it. I cannot wait for the future and just to see what I get to do and what pops off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get to show my art more. I'm excited to do the things involving my culture with Shell and other ideas and tour
Shell.
Ideas we have coming up.
Love Shell.
I love Shell. She literally was probably the best thing to happen to me on that show.
Good.
That's a real bond, real life outside
you
of the
tell.
Show. We're just like, I love her. I got to spend Vancouver Pride with her and Winnipeg Pride. And she came to Calgary too. Like, we're just doing everything together.
We're besties.
We're besties.
Yeah,
I really like
her.
Early. So that was probably the biggest blessing from this experience. And yeah, I'm just honestly so overwhelmed with excitement and joy and positivity right now that I don't even care that I got eliminated, honestly.
Yeah.
It's like, just
yeah.
me, right? I'm like, now I get to kind of relax and just do what I want. So,
do what you want.
But taking this platform, moving forward, being productive in my career and my art is the most exciting thing. And I'm just excited to tour the world and do whatever the fuck I can to show my art.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Ah!
Don't forget to follow Chaos on all of their socials and
mm-hmm.
see all of the very cool things they have coming up. Music, tours, all those things.
Yeah,
and
all my social media is the same. It's the Chaos Witch Silo, Twitter, Instagram, OnlyFans.
I always thought it was Jessie Lowe.
Mm.
So
OnlyFans, you're on OnlyFans?
No, I was just kidding.
Oh.
I actually thought, I was like, wait, how did I miss that?
I was like, whoa, back up.
I started one like a year and a half ago and never posted once. And then
okay.
When I got very crazy, maybe deleted it. So,
okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh. Well, we'll see. Once that contract wraps up.
Yeah,
for
or maybe
sure.
one day Drag Race will support sex workers. You never know.
Exactly.
Maybe one day.
Maybe
oh,
one day.
And my social media, people ask me that all the time. The Chaos of Just Silo. Chaos is my drag name. Just Silo is my real name.
That I knew.
So
Just Silo's your name?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So together, it's, you get the Chaos of Just Silo.
I literally was like, there. I was like, what the fuck is Just Silo? I was like, is this like a place? Like, I didn't know that was your name.
Yeah.
A word.
The more you know.
Like
well,
your first name?
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, sorry.
Well, we loved having you on the podcast.
Thank you so much.
All right.
I enjoyed being here.
Kisses. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Bye.
All right. That was our interview with Chaos. Such a sweetheart. So fun. So fun. Too soon. Gone too soon.
Yeah. And so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sexy. But speaking of someone else who's really sexy, our listeners.
I was like,
who? No, we skipped a week. We didn't do some questions last week, and we feel terrible for that.
We're just so busy.
We blame Jinx Monsoon and all stars, all winners. But
we
now
don't
we
have to
time.
Do the 7 minutes.
We don't have to.
It's
so we want to hear from you instead. So we have some questions lined up. King Aubin, what is your favorite and least favorite part of having a podcast?
Loving all da content.
All da content.
Yes, da content.
Okay, favorite part of having a podcast, the ability to just connect with Juice on a weekly basis,
mm-hmm.
Kind of feel part of the Discord as far as like Drag Race and then even more exciting Canada's Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
Like we love being part of the conversation. My least favorite part is sometimes just the scheduling. Like we're so booked and blessed. That there are those points where it's like, okay, what time zone are you in? When can you squeeze in this hour to then record? And then now we excitingly get to talk to some of the queens.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a whole other scheduling.
Scheduling is the worst.
Yeah.
Scheduling the easy.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
Yeah, that would be my least favorite too. It's just the scheduling thing. Like I wish, because we do week-to-week basis.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it makes it a bit of a nightmare. It's
mm-hmm.
it's a scheduling insanity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping one day we can just do blocks. I love a block.
Yeah, like some more like content stacked up. Like we do interviews and then those get doled out at different times.
Yeah, and then we just meet every few weeks.
But sometimes I like it because then we check in with each other. Like we get to almost check in with the audience. Like
yes.
they know how we're doing on a weekly. Like I had someone message me about the townhouse. They're like, did you get the townhouse? And they knew because we kept like updating each
but
other.
It's a bittersweet thing, you know?
Yes.
It's like, it's nice to be able to have that interaction, but then it's also like, the scheduling is a nightmare. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. We had a great interview with Chaos. It was a great episode. And we're going to be back next week with another review of Canada's Drag Race Season 3 and semi-qualified queens. Me and Cynthia are going to go pack our bags and fly out to Yellowknife Pride right now.
Northwest Territories.
So
here we come.
Oh,
so excited.
Love you all, and catch you next week.
Yes, and if you want to follow us, you can follow us at Instagram at semiqualifiedqueenspod. You can follow us on Twitter at sqqpod. You can email us at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com or use the hashtag semiqualifiedquestions. Can't wait to hear more from you. Loving the questions that you're coming in and loving the interaction that you are having on our Instagram. Editor Anthony is all over it. We love Anthony.
And I was thinking about it. If you want to send a voice note.
Send a voice note.
We will literally play it on the podcast.
Yeah.
I think that'd be the funniest thing in the world.
I think so. But Anthony, as long as Anthony knows how to download it.
Oh, we can download it.
He can download it. Mm-hmm. Anthony's so good.
He's a king.
He's a king.
Anthony is the heartbeat of this podcast.
we're talking, here's more work for Anthony. But we're so excited, and we have some very fun news coming up, and we can't wait to tell you all about it.
One day we're going to tell you.
We've decided that our joke is that we're always going to be like, we've got news, and just never tell you.
Oh, well, we love you so much, and we will talk next week.
Bye.
Bye. Mwah.